Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me via Zoom this morning, I have Melinda McAdams, the head of the Fireweed Dance Theater Troupe here in Sitka. Melinda, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So we're here to talk about an upcoming performance happening for the troupe this coming Saturday, March 5th, 7 p.m. at the PAC. What do we have to look forward to? Is there a theme for this particular performance?
We don't have a theme. We have actually tried to have as much variety as possible. We have 11 dances. We have character, jazz, lyrical, drill team, modern, ballet, tap. We have a little bit of everything.
Awesome. How big is the troupe itself? How many
dancers? There are 9 senior company members and 2 junior company members. And they dance in different combinations for different dances.
Okay. And one of the things that it's going to kind of be highlighted is one of your seniors in particular, which hopefully we'll be able to have her join us today. But Aitana Gluth is being highlighted as a senior dancer.
Hi.
Good morning. Yes. You're able to join us. Wonderful. Well. Yeah. Aitana, as a highlighted dancer, how did this come about? Did you ask for a solo piece? Were you selected?
No. So for Fireweed, it's not actually a solo piece. It's just I have a few moments in the dance to where I do get to solo and highlight. But normally for Fireweed, our seniors get a specific dance to themselves, but because I'm the only senior this year, my dance is more of just a featured piece.
Okay.
And Laura Turcott choreographed it and just kept me in mind when she was doing so. And the piece kind of is my kind of vibe, I guess.
Right.
So it's tailored to me and to the other dancers in my piece. So yeah.
So what is there anything particular about it that you felt, you said it's kind of tailored to your style? What kind of style is that?
It's real flowy and real melty, I guess.
Okay.
There's a lot of I don't know, big moments, big flexible moments, mm-hmm. big, or not a lot of turning, but a lot of fan kicks, a lot of waltzes, a lot of just, I don't know, flowy, gracefully type
Wonderful.
Stuff.
Yeah. And Laura Turcott, she is a former troupe member. Am I correct in that?
Unfortunately, Laura graduated before we started the group.
Oh, okay.
Definitely would have been in it mm-hmm. had it existed at that time, but she was already in college when the group started.
Okay. But she has experience as a dancer here in Sitka, and it's wonderful that Melinda, you don't have all the onus of choreographing everything yourself. You're able to bring in other talent in Sitka to choreograph. Are there other choreographers happening within the rest of the performance on Saturday?
Yes, we have our standard group of people that choreograph almost every time, which is Joe DiGennaro DeBell, Laura Turcott, Nancy Neal. They always contribute something and have again this year, which is great. We also have 2 former company members choreographing, so they're in college now. And while they've been available, they came to the studio and did a piece for the group, which is, I think, is pretty exciting to have them come full circle and come back as choreographers.
Definitely.
So that's Grace Jurtson and Kincaid Parsons.
And that's got to be pretty exciting for them too. They've been on the learning end of the choreography, but come full circle like that. That's pretty exciting.
It is exciting, yeah.
And one of before we were on air, we're talking about a particularly interesting way of choreographing a piece where it's done completely blind of the music you're using, the costumes you might be wearing, describe this process and what we may or may not be looking for on Saturday.
Yeah, so it's in the style of Merce Cunningham, who was a modern dance choreographer. And so what we did was we picked a time, and so we all agreed that the dance will be 3 minutes and 25 seconds, but the musicians worked independently to write their song, and we haven't heard it yet. Mm. The costume designer made her costumes, but we haven't seen them yet. I am doing a dance for two people, and Laura Turcotte is doing a dance for two people, and it will be done simultaneously on stage, and we will not have a rehearsal. So we will put it all together at the show. Ellie Campbell at the PAC did the lights for us. Mm-hmm. She just decided, I think this would look good for 3 minutes and 25 seconds. So we will have lights that may or may not go with the dancing, mm-hmm. because we don't know how any of it's going to go together.
That sounds completely nerve-wracking to me. to think like you want to rehearse things so you know what's going to happen. Like for the dancers, how do you rehearse something like that? Because when I think of choreographing a dance, you have the music and you're like, okay, at this musical cue we do this, right. But this, you don't know what the music is. How do you rehearse something like that?
So first we learned it, for me anyway, mm-hmm. I don't know what Laura did, but I taught it to them in silence, and then I used a stopwatch, mm-hmm. to see how we were doing time-wise. And then I just, in my iTunes, I just played every 3 minute and 25 second song that I have. Mm-hmm. And I was telling you earlier that one of them that's on my computer is actually a Raven Radio story. So we got to do it to spoken word as well. So we've tried slow songs, fast songs, rock songs, classical songs. And I feel pretty confident in my dancers that they know how long 3 minutes and 25 seconds is. I think it's going to work out.
Yeah. And yeah, to be so confident in the choreography that you can in some ways just tune out any sort of musical cue or tempo you're hearing. That really says something to the skill of the dancers in the Fireweed dance troupe. It's really pretty awesome.
I think it's pretty amazing. We're a little worried about traffic patterns, if they run at each other. Mm-hmm. But hopefully they'll make some good decisions there.
They're not going to play chicken on stage and see who's the strongest. So you said Laura Turcotte is doing two dancers to choreograph. You have another two. Who's choosing the music to this? Is this original music or just a song selection?
This is original music made for this production. So Debbie Levesque and Jim, mm-hmm. I believe it's Shepherd, are working on it together. So they've made a recording that they will send to us. We'll send it to our sound person. We won't listen to it, mm-hmm. until the night of the show.
Oh, man.
I know it's been interesting for them. I think we should try a collaboration sometime, because they've been really interested, mm-hmm. in what we've been working on. And we're, of course, curious what they're doing. And so working together sometime would be really awesome, because working separately, everything is it's just so unknown.
Yeah. Which is exciting to have that flexibility of like, I'm not held in by anything but a time.
Right.
Yeah. To try full collaboration would be fun.
Yeah, we did have a guiding light. We asked Jeff Budd to give us some words to use as inspiration. Mm-hmm. So we were thinking a poem, a sentence, a, mm-hmm. paragraph. He came up with 8 words that all start with W. Okay. And that's what we started with. So, yeah, I can't say how I use the words, but, mm-hmm. I think we all use them differently.
Awesome.
I kind of hope we did.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll find out on Saturday.
Yeah.
Aitana, one more question for you before we part this morning. As a senior dancer, you have this chance for this highlight in one particular piece. How is it feeling to be that senior, to have this as one of your, ending performances with the dance troupe? How has your journey been with the group?
So I've been a part of Fireweed for a while now. I started in middle school with the junior company, and then after 2 years of junior company, I've been in the senior company I think all of high school. So I must have started in seventh grade. And just the transition from going to one dance of specifically ballet and lyrical to, I mean, I think the most dances I've had in a year were 8 or 9 dances.
Oh, wow.
So going from 1 to 9 is
that's a big jump. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's super fun. I love being able to be a part of so many people's art, mm-hmm. being able to present their ideas and their vision for a specific group of people is super fun. I love getting the chance to perform again, just outside of Nutcracker and recital. Mm-hmm. And this year it's been strangely calm for me. I'm very excited to be able to put my final performance for Fireweed on stage, or at least, you know, for the foreseeable future. Mm-hmm. And I'm just excited for everyone to get to see this year's hard work. It's been a really difficult couple of years.
Yeah.
So being able to come out on top of it and present art again, or to continue to present art, is just, it's a great feeling. So, yeah.
That is really good that coming into what might be some of your last performances, it's not you're not caught up in the end of it, but just still in the joy of the meaning,
yeah.
the purpose of it, of like you're saying, of sharing art and seeing it brought to life.
Yeah. I think right now it's just better to not dwell on the fact that it's ending, but just enjoy the fact that I've gotten to be a part of it for so long and to enjoy it while it lasts.
And any chance that you'll be one of those full circle groups of you may come back in the future and help choreograph? Do you think that's maybe in your future?
I wouldn't be opposed to it. I've had a little bit of experience choreographing. I'm choreographing my senior solo for recital this year. So if I got the opportunity to, if Melinda wanted me back, I'd be happy to do that.
That's awesome.
We would take you anytime.
Well, there you go.
Awesome.
Then you truly get the full experience. Well, wonderful. So everyone who is interested in seeing the Fireweed Dance Troupe and their performance, that's coming up this Saturday, March 5th, at the Performing Arts Center, 7 p.m. And Melinda, where can folks get tickets?
They're available online at Sitka Fine Arts Camp and at the door.
Wonderful. And will this be like a mask required sort of event?
That's a good question. I think things are changing.
Oh, as of okay. So stay posted. I'm assuming the Fine Arts Camp website or Fireweed Dance will have more
right
information.
Yeah, right now masks are required.
Okay.
But I know things are changing tomorrow. So
got it.
I'm not sure.
Well, for the time being, it doesn't hurt to plan
for
that.
For the time being, that would be the safest bet, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Melinda McAdams and Aitana Gluth, for coming on air with me this morning. And it sounds like it'll be another wonderful performance by a wonderful troupe of dancers, Fireweed Dance. Thank you both for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Erin.
Yeah, thank you.